and high-quality acting disguised a substandard plot. It wasn't true then, but this time around, those critics might be onto something. I'm Eric Deggans.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Small reprieves, your heart of gold. Would we like a
battlefield locked inside? Support comes from AgriGold, celebrating their 12th year as a major corporate underwriter of Illinois Public Media's ag programming and e-newsletter. AgriGold's support allows their customers and growers everywhere to receive quality ag information at no charge. More information on AgriGold is at AgriGold.com.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter July wheat is 4.99 and a quarter, up one. September 5.08, up a quarter. Soft July wheat 4.87, down one. September 4.91 and a half, down one and three quarters. July corn 3.53 and a quarter, down four and three quarters. September 3.59, down four and a half. December 3.69, down four and a quarter. July soybeans 9.70 and three quarters, down seven. September 9.41 and a quarter, down four and a quarter. November 9.38 and a quarter, down four. July soybean meal 3.23.70, down 2.90. July soybean oil 32.32, up seven. June live cattle 150.55, up 12.5. August feeders 222.12.5, up 20. July lean hog 76.47.5. And they are down 155. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, you're not in your normal Monday slot. You're in your now where you're in a Friday slot. How does that feel for you?
Oh, it feels great. I wish I had this because I could tell you what we should have done all week long.
And yeah, it's harder to put the pressure on you on Monday and say, what should we do, eh?
We should have bought it Monday when Mike was filling in there, and we should have sold it yesterday when Zwicker was talking, and that'd been textbook perfect.
Well, we do have a little bit of a softer tone to end the work week, but it has been a pretty impressive short covering week for soybeans.
Yeah, when you looked at the fundamentals, we've upped the ante a little bit here where trade felt we need to add a little weather premium. Rain's just not going away, and rain is beginning to show its effects. Kind of hard to get real bullish right now on it, but it was enough news to cause the trade to do some serious short covering here this week and get in a position here where more neutral type of approach until we get a little better handle on the extent of the low area, see how they fare here as we go through the next couple weeks.
And it did some nice things to the technical charts, and including those who look at some more longer range bottoms, 40 week plus bottoms. And so now the question becomes, maybe is the bottom in place for November before the harvest?
Well, we'll see. There's a lot of markets still in front of us, a lot of weather still in front of us. But, beans did bounce 51 cents off the low in November's corn, about 15 cents off the low. We do have a weekly price inversal to the upside taking place in corn and beans both. The key is to make sure we try to hold these gains in through here and if not, try to see the momentum start to pick up here next week on some follow-through buying. The corn chart, look at it particularly December, we could be forming a head and shoulders bottom here at these levels, so it puts a lot of pressure on the low we made here earlier this week to hold throughout the next couple weeks.
Do you think that at all the rain has changed the narrative and maybe has taken the top off the top of the yields as USDA projects?
Well, I think it limits the record yields or the big yield prospects. Monday afternoon's crop condition report is expected to show, 1 to 3% drop out of that good to excellent category. So as these traders plug that into their formulas, it's definitely go back off on the yield prospects here as we start to go into July. The thing about the rain is, we're going to lose the lower ground, but it's going to help the higher ground. And, how much, we'll figure that out. As we go through the growing season, what's going to happen is, referring back to 93 flood year, the trade really didn't react until we got late in the growing season. That's when the market reaction takes place. What happens is we see the acreage planted kind of stays high, but the harvested acre number will come down the road. So we plug in a little lower yield, a little smaller harvested acreage number, and that tightens the supply-demand balance sheet up enough. Now, is it enough to offset the large supplies we have worldwide? We're going to trade that for the next 6 to 8 months.
Yeah, we have to look at those worldwide numbers, which are very, very, very large. But it is encouraging, probably, that we've come a long way already in soybean U.S. ending stocks downward, if you want to be bullish on the case. And you're beginning to see the end of the tunnel in a glimmer where maybe the case could be made for something under 200 million bushels come September, October.
Well, old crop, demand still remains there. We'll see how it finishes out. But anything over 120 is still ample supplies here in the U.S. Worldwide, we're still looking at the record large numbers there, the larger South American crop. New crop, the 500 plus, that's probably out the window if we fail to get those, million, 2 million, 3 million acres planted. Also, too, they'll start to watch or talk about the double crop going in through here. It's going to be a tough enough job to get the wheat out, let alone come back in with some beans right after that. That's in the neighborhood of 5 to 6 million acres. They'll be watching real close to see if that gets done.
And then if you take the yield down from 46 to 44 or 43, you really can start making a case.
Oh, you can do anything with that supply-demand balance sheet you want, and they will. And they will. Everybody will adjust it according to what they're looking at, and that's going to create some market up and down. Now, the key is to do something about it, to have a plan and take advantage of these ups and downs. That's the whole point here is we can fantasize whether acres are up or down, yield up or down, but the bottom line is you need to take action and do something with it, and that's our job to help you get in and out and manage your marketing program.
So at this point, knowing what everything do that we know, if you need to do some marketing, is calls an option, keeping the top end open?
Well, that's the simplest way to go. Some people don't like options. Some do. You can come in here and manage your marketing program by offsetting your cash and having some type of paper position. Either way, it gives you a ton of flexibility. It's a matter of sending down somebody and designing, working through a program that gives you the most flexibility and gives you the most comfort to work with.
And on the Kurt Kimmel farm, knowing what Kurt knows, is calls an option?
Well, I believe that one needs to liquidate inventory, remaining inventory if they still have it. Then you can replace ownership with a paper here. This idea that we get in a bullish scenario, you play catch up that way. If the trade fails to bite on too wet weather or, grease falls off the edge of the earth here over the weekend and everything goes in worldwide depression, the market doesn't go up, you've got your cash grain sold, you can pay off the banker. And still survive. So there's several things you can do in through here to give you some staying power, and above all, preserve working capital. I think managing working capital over the next year to 2 years is the top priority here.
Before we let you go, let's get your take on today's numbers this afternoon for cattle on feed report.
Well, the thing on the cattle on feed report. We're going to continue to see some optimism as numbers being placed. Overall, it's not going to be enough to offset the 7% behind the slaughter estimates we're seeing from a year ago. So we're still looking at tight, it's not going to be enough to, you know, push us higher. But, you know, we're still in this rebuilding process versus hogs. Hogs, we're seeing hogs show up 5, 6, 7% above a year ago on the kills.
Thank you very much, Kurt.
Take care.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, July corn, 353 and a quarter, down 4 3/4. September, 359, down 4 1/2. December, 368 and a half, down 4 3/4. July soybeans, 972 3/4, down 5. September, 941 and a quarter, down 4 1/4. November, 939, down 3 1/4. July soybean meal, 324.80, down 1.80. July soybean oil, 32.33, up 8. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.